These are troubled times. Without leaders, chaos reigns. Two worlds colliding. You're all that stand in its way.
And now the greatest mission of them all, to turn the tide of human history.
The imminent destruction of everything we know and love begins.
I'm not leaving you.
When all seems lost, a few brave souls can save everything we've ever known.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up on Prime, okay?
I want to stay, and I want to fight them.
For my world to live, yours must die.
Ron, we have a new Transformers movie, The Last Knight. And this is what the world needs, another Transformers movie.
Well, actually, speaking of the world, the worldwide box office for Transformers has been very good. That's why they keep making them. The domestic U.S. box office, not so much. But the Last Knight is with a K this time, Scott. And I have to admit, they hooked me with that. They went into the Transformers relationship going back to King Arthur and Merlin. And so I love that little bit of story here kept my interest in this one.
So you did get a chance to see this.
Yeah. And you know what? I hated the last one. It was noisy. I couldn't tell who was on first and what was on second. And it was just, I fell asleep, believe it or not. This one was a little quieter. Like I said, it had that backstory going back to, sword and sorcerer days. And Sir Anthony Hopkins is in this one. And he lends a little credibility here.
And also Mark Wahlberg returning.
Yes, yeah, he's sort of the star of the franchise, and I like him. He's a happy-go-lucky kind of character and actor and person, from what I can gather. So that worked as well. Again, they spend a fortune on special effects, and they blew all kinds of stuff up, and the story's got this pedestrian MacGuffin thing. They're chasing the magic wand that's going to save the world, and all of that's kind of whatever, right? It works on a number of different levels.
And that, what do you think in terms of the landscape of summer blockbusters? You just said the domestic take is usually not that big in the U.S. here. Mm-hmm. The domestic is not big. But what do you think in terms of Cars 3, Wonder Woman?
Well, Wonder Woman is at $600 million worldwide, and that's going to go strong all summer, I think, in the worldwide box office. Cars, of course, is another brand that works around the world. A couple of weeks from now, we're going to have Spider-Man again, and that's another brand that works worldwide. And that's the summer blockbuster mode. I mean, The Mummy is going to be a disaster domestically, but it's still working well enough worldwide that Universal probably won't lose too much money.
All right. And then a different kind of movie here. Instead of Transformers The Last Knight, we've got Beatrice at Dinner with John Lithgow, Connie Britton, and Salma Hayek.
Yeah, and this looks very interesting to me, and it's certainly the anti-blockbuster this summer. It's a social satire, essentially, where Selma Hayek plays a healer, a therapist who works with this very wealthy family, and she shows up at their house and is invited to dinner with this billionaire Republican jerk that John Lithgow plays. And there's some oil and water there between Selma Hayek's character and John Lithgow's character that turns into fireworks of the social satire kind. So I like that concept. It's rated R for language. It's a comedy is what they're calling it. It'll make you a little bit uncomfortable. And really the first social satire movie about our current political climate is involved in the storyline.
And also a smaller film that's also expanding here, Book of Henry with Naomi Watts and Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah, look, Jacob Tremblay was that young actor who was in Room with Brie Larson, where she won the Oscar, and he's a terrific young actor. Naomi Watts plays this mom in kind of a slice of life setup. She's got a gifted child, and then some sort of mystery occurs to one of their young friends, and there's this mysterious man, and they're trying to find an answer to what's going on here. And it's about all I can describe it as: a drama thriller with a little mystery, rated PG-13. Good looking cast.
Now, casting back and looking backwards to a film that is pretty much emblazoned on people's Westerners' consciousness, and that is The Sound of Music, and it's coming to the big screen.
Yeah, it's on the big screen at the Woodland Theater, and it's just $5, so it's a bargain picture, free for kids, $5 for adults. And this was my pick in the summer series we're calling 12 Movies You Should See Before You're 13. Scott, this movie, Sound of Music, was the first movie I ever saw on the big screen at the Midtown Theater way back in 62, I think, or 63, whatever it was. So I've loved this movie for that reason, and that's why we booked it this week, playing today through next week, Thursday.
Now, can you remember some of the other titles that are the other films that you need to see before you're 13?
We're doing Back to the Future. We did To Kill a Mockingbird last week. We've got, I can't remember all the rest of them. It's all there at CelebrationCinema.com. So it's some good stuff every week all summer long.
Now, looking ahead to Wednesday, Baby Driver is opening up. What do you know about this film?
I really enjoyed this film, Scott. Edgar Wright is the director, and he essentially took a soundtrack and made a movie out of it. Baby is a character. He's a driver. He's a getaway driver, so it's a crime caper and some cool stunts and special effects there. Kevin Spacey, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, Lily James, all in the cast. And it just worked for me. It's R-rated, but a lot of great action and some great, a great soundtrack. Edgar Wright, best known for Shaun of the Dead. That's where I knew his name.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.